This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And we're from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And we join you this Sunday morning from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. And good morning to all our faithful listeners that tune into our show every week, North and South Counties.
In South County. Both of them.
Yeah, the whole two.
Yeah. Nonetheless. You got something planned for us today, Farm?
I was just looking through real quick. I got some Celtic Thunder, some Sod Doctors, and some Gaelic Storm.
Yeah, excellent. And on my part, we'll be playing some Jane Maccabee, Ronan Tynan, Louis Brown, one of the great Irish tenors that you don't hear from much anymore, Neve Parsons, The Vagabonds, The World of Celtic Women. We got a great show planned for you today, but we're starting off today's show with Jane McNamee from her album Acoustically Yours.
That once burned out of control, it took my ghost in this house.
Faith of all.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. There was three reels, but none of them were the rights of man. One of them was supposed to be the rights of man, but none of them were. The one I heard and the one I like is McGibney's Fancy.
Wow.
McGibney has a fancy.
How fancy is McGibney?
Well, you heard. Pretty fancy. So, but that's from a double album set that we have traditional music of Ireland. Everyone's familiar with. I play from it frequently. And the instrumentalists are Dahi Spruill, James Kelly, and Paddy O'Brien. So you'll hear from that again. I played it a lot in the past. Then we heard Faith of Our Fathers from Ronan Tynan. That was not the song I meant to play.
No?
No. But I had the number mixed up.
Ah.
So instead of number two, excuse me, I played number one. But anyway.
It still was a good song.
It was a nice song, and I hope everyone enjoyed it. His album, The Dawning of the Day. Unmistakable voice of Ronan Tynan. And we started off with Jane McNamee, I'm Just a Ghost in This House.
A ghost?
From her album, Acoustically Yours. Oh. So there you have it. And what have you got lined up for us, Farm?
We got to start in the set off with Gaelic Storm.
Okay, here we go.
I'll tell you a story that happened to me. One day as I went down to yawl by the sea, the sun it was bright and the day it was warm. Says I, a quiet pint wouldn't do me no harm. I went into the barman, I said, give me a stout. Says the barman, I'm sorry, all the beer to sold out. Try whiskey or vodka, 10 years in the wood. Says I, I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumbo. After lowering the third, I headed straight for the yard, where I bumped into Brophy, the big civic guard. Come here to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law? Well, I upped with my fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up. Oh, sure 'twasn't, I hit him through the Johnny Jumbo. And the next thing I met down in yawl by the sea was a cripple on crutches, and says he to me, I'm afraid of me life, I'll be hit by a car. Would you help me across to the railway man's bar? And after 3 pints of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and he danced at his feet. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. 'Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumbo. Road a friend for to see, they call it the Mad House in Cork by the Lee. When I got up there, the truth I do tell, they had the poor bugger locked up in his cell. Says the guard testing him, say these words if you can. Around the ragged rocks, the ragged rascal ran. Tell them I'm not crazy, tell them I'm not mad, 'twas only 6 pints of that cider I had. Now a man died in the Union by the name of McNab. They washed him and placed him outside on a slab. And after the coroner his measurements to take, his wife took him home to a bloody fine wake. It was about 12 o'clock and the beer it was high. The corpse he sat up and he says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up, till I bring them a pint of the Johnny Jumbo. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. 'Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumbo. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to
to 100 or 110. Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumper.
Will I ever
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. That was Sinead O'Connor. You all knew that. From her album, Shun Nos Nua, meaning new old things, with the Morlock Shore. You recognize the tune from another song, but that's the Morlock Shore version of that tone. And before that, you heard from Louis Brown, a well-known Irish tenor, popular Irish tenor, might be more accurate. We're on the turn of the 21st century. But he put out several albums, and that album is a compilation that I have called Irish Tenor Favorites.
Ooh.
With his version of the song Killarney. And you started us off, Farn?
I did. With, Johnny Jump Up. And it was from Gaelic Storm. And it was a good album. And I like that song, Johnny Jump Up. Sick couple of pints and guy feels all right.
We've heard that before.
Well, a lot of places.
So, in perusing the Irish news, this struck me. It's from the RTE website. A single complaint that English people were negatively portrayed in a World Cup advertisement has been upheld by the Advertising Standards Authority of Ireland. The Paddy Power advertisement, Paddy Power is a whiskey, and also, they have a lot of stuff going on. The Paddy Power advertisement appeared on the exterior of a bus, and the advertisement stated, "Let's go Japan." Polite, organized, clean up after themselves. The exact opposite of England, unquote. A fallen English flag could also be seen under the text. The complainant said this advertisement was, quote, racist and derogatory towards English people, unquote. They said they were offended by the portrayal of England and considered it particularly inappropriate as they saw it on the outside of a bus while at an airport. The Independent Complaints Council concluded that the advertisement was likely to cause offense on the grounds of nationality and said that the advertisement must not reappear in its current form. However, Paddy Power said the advertisement formed part of a wider World Cup campaign and should be considered in a broader context. It noted that only one complaint had been received despite a significant number of people seeing the campaign. It highlighted an advertisement directed at Ireland and Paddy Power, which read, quote, "Forget your passport. At least you didn't book this giant billboard hoping Ireland would qualify for the World Cup," unquote. Paddy Power said that the reference to Japanese fans being polite, organized, and cleaning up after themselves were based on wildly reported behavior by Japanese supporters at the World Cup tournaments. It maintained that the comparison with England would have been understood in the context of football culture rather than as a statement about English people generally. Paddy Power argued that consumers would have understood the campaign as humor related to football and the World Cup. Ha ha. It also said that humor and satire are elements of the Paddy Power brand. I guess when you sell whiskey, their humor is important. However, the Independent Complaints Council found the advertisement concerning England was distinctive from the rest of the campaign in that it contrasted English supporters unfavorably with another nationality. It considered the treatment of England in the advertisement differed from that of other nations and went beyond lighthearted humor, and the wording could be interpreted as referring to the English people in general. The council considered that humor in this instance relied on a negative portrayal of a nationality. It did not respect the dignity of all persons. So, for those of you who thought you'd never see the day with an Irish constituted body, would be finding in favor of the English, now you've heard it. So, that's true. And it was I actually condensed that article. It was actually much longer about the English. But anyway.
I did see that.
So we're going to hear from the Mule Farmer.
Yeah, we're going to start this set off with Celtic Thunder.
These mist-covered mountains are a home now for me. but my home is the lowlands. And always will be. Someday you'll return to valleys and your farms, and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battles reached higher. And though they did hurt me so bad, in the fear and alone, you did not desert me, my brothers in arms.
As long as I'm not sick,
Welcome back again to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. On Dráinín Dún, the Black Stick.
Ah.
All Smiles Tonight is the name of the band. Poor Creature is the name of the CD. And what you just heard was Neve Parsons with her band, The Loose Connections, with Clohenny Winds.
Clohenny Winds.
Clohenny Winds. I'm not sure what Clohenny means, but they have a wind. And you did you give us something in the first?
I did. We played, to start the set, Celtic Thunder, and the song was Brother in Arms, and that came off Celtic Thunder.
Oh.
The same name.
Was that, that must have been the first album.
It was.
That must have been the first album. So before we hear from Ye Vagabonds, on this day in 1170. A couple years ago. On this day, this is important. That's why I'm bothering to read the whole thing. On this day in 1170, Anglo-Norman knight Richard de Clare, also known as Strongbow, landed in Waterford. He had been summoned to Ireland by the deposed king of Leinster, Dermot MacDermida, who lost his title to the High King of Ireland, Rory O'Connor, in 1166, 4 years prior. Shortly after, MacMurrough went to England seeking the permission of Henry II to raise troops in England to help him regain his throne. Henry granted MacMurrough's request, and several marcher lords of Wales, marcher meaning border on the march, of Wales, nobles guarding the English-Welsh border, joined him in Ireland in reclaiming Leinster, being offered land as compensation. These men landed in Wexford in May of 1169. MacMurrough was successful in becoming king of Leinster once again, but was not satisfied with a return to the status quo and sought to become the High King of Ireland. There were probably 125 other kings, mind you, at least, probably more.
Each one in county.
Well, no, actually, within, this predates counties. I mean, were there, but the territories themselves didn't conform to the counties necessarily. Let's put it that way. Strongbow would prove his best ally, MacMurrough's. MacMurrough offers Strongbow the hand of his daughter, Aoife, in marriage. In exchange, Strongbow landed in Waterford in 1170 with 1,000 archers and 200 knights. Henry II had sent messages forbidding the attack, which were ignored. The picture of this is in the Irish Parliament. There's a whole wall painting.
Oh, really?
Of this nefarious event. Strongbow easily captured Waterford and then moved on to Dublin. He married Aoife as promised, ensuring that MacMurrough's powers would be passed on to his Anglo-Norman ally after his death. After MacMurrough died in 1171, he didn't last long, Strongbow declared himself King of Leinster, the first ruler of an Irish province not born in Ireland. He returned to England to make peace with Henry, giving him control of Dublin and other cities. He died of an infection in his foot and was buried in Holy Trinity Church in Dublin. His tomb is in, now his tomb is in St. Patrick's Cathedral. And his effigy is on top of his tomb, you know, a statue representing him.
Yeah.
In the foot that they're talking about, they had the infection, and which was operated on not very successfully.
Right.
But anyway, the foot is turned inward.
Yeah.
So his 2 feet don't, up. The other one, the right one, is turned inward. In a representation of the infection, I guess. But anyway, that's sort of a well-known. Meanwhile, Henry and Rory signed the Treaty of Windsor in 1175, giving Henry control of Dublin and the southeast and the rest of Ireland to O'Connor. It didn't end well. But anyway, in the meantime, we're going to be hearing from Ye Vagabond. Thank you.
I courted a wee girl for many's a long day, and I slighted all others that came in my way. And well, she's rewarded me to the last day, for she's gone to be wed to another, another. She's gone to be wed to another. Well, the bride and bride's party to church they did go. The bride went in foremost, she bore the best show. And I followed after, my heart full of woe, to see my love wed to another, another. To see my love wed to another. Well, the bride and bride's party in church they did stand. Gold rings on her fingers, her love by the hand. And the man she was wed to had houses and land. He may have her since I could not gain her. I could not gain her. And the first time I saw her, she was dressed all in white. The more I looked on her, she dazzled my sight. I lifted my hat and I bade her good night. Adieu to all false-hearted lovers, lovers. Adieu to all false-hearted lovers. And the next time I saw her, she was leaving Downeath. I sat down beside her, not a bite. For I thought my love's company far better than meat. For love was the cause of my ruin, my ruin. For love was the cause of my ruin. Dig me a grave and dig it down deep, and strew it all over with the roses so sweet, and lay me down silent no more for to weep, for love was the cause of my ruin.
I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me to stay forevermore, peak, where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climbed a reek, where St. Patrick in its
with the ringing of his bell. Call the faithful there to pray.
pushed him in the water and she held him down. Can you recall the day we married? Oh, and on we go, and on we go. Can you recall the day we married? Oh, on we go, and on we go. Won't you be frightened to die alone? Come a little closer to me, darling, oh.
And this is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes, and we're saying goodbye for another week, so we are.
Oh, we are.
Please join us again next week, and please listening to all the locally produced programming at WTBR-FM 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I'd like to say goodbye to everybody for this week. I hope everybody has a great week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grim Ugget, Augustihe, Shahugan.